Thank you guys for checking out the Misfits Hoops podcast. Welcome back. It's episode 6 here, I believe, on the second season. We did a little thing this week. We did something different. We had Miles, Edwards, and Jake Oney making their debut on the Misfits Hoops pod. Miles comes in about 10 minutes in, just letting the takes fly. Jake's with us from the beginning. Miles came in so fast, we couldn't even really give him an intro. He didn't even get time to introduce himself to the listeners, but you guys will be hearing more from him later. So he can let you know what he's about, what teams he likes, what players he likes, if you can't already tell after listening to this episode. But Dez is back with us as well, so we kind of got this this misfit group of people, which is the whole concept of the show. And there's some guys that we'd like to have on with some more frequency, and I'm sure you'll hear more of them later. But it's a really, really good discussion talking about the All-Star rosters on the East and the West, some potential moves that need to be made from some fringe teams around the middling, you know, part of the Eastern and Western Conference with the Celtics, the Mavericks, even the Pelicans. And then we got into talking about just anything basketball related, even some NFL stuff. And we ended with Dez's favorite, how to end short, because we brought up Ohio State football, which if y'all know Dez, you know he isn't necessarily the biggest fan. But really, really good episode. Really thankful for Jake and Miles hopping on, and hopefully we hear more from them. But really, really enjoy it. Thank you. All right, everyone, thank you for tuning back in on the Misfits Hoops podcast. Making his debut on the podcast is Jacob Point God Oney. Welcome, Jake. Would you like to introduce yourself to the four listeners?
Well, my name is Jake Oney. I've been hooping with
you. We already know your name. I meant like what's your story?
Point God, PG, PG1, coming with the Misfits pod. Hoop with these dudes forever. Cincinnati born and raised. Cavs are not that good, so it's hard to be an Ohio sports fan.
You're supposed to stick loyal to teams here. We respect loyalty. So yeah, Cavs fan Jake Oney. Dez is back on his second return. What's up, Dez?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Just having a little bit of a panic attack in my living room after this this Mavericks show. And I know it's only one regular season game, but I really feel like maybe just because I like being right, but I'm really worried about how wrong I was about this team. I really thought they'd be like competing for a top five seed in the West, and they're barely above 500. So I don't know. What do you guys – did you guys watch it all tonight?
I've watched the whole game. Same thing as usual. We can't defend anybody. That Luka's having trouble with Ben Simmons, honestly.
Yeah, Ben Simmons is tough. I mean, he's the perfect kind of guy to guard Luka. He's fast, but he's also as big as him. Mm-hmm. And
he's anti-Luka. Just a nightmare.
If there ever is a thing. I mean, people have been talking about how the Sixers match up well against a lot of teams because of that. I mean, if he can stop Luka, surely he can get at least slow down someone like Harden or, I mean, even Kyrie, for that matter. He was guarding Dame Lillard a couple weeks ago, like, shut Dame Lillard down the fourth. He's really good. I mean, he just can guard every position.
I think he's one of the best on-ball defenders in the league. I'd say, like, him, somebody like Lonzo.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's just out there, just a dog on the ball like that.
I mean, not many are like him. And even today, in the second quarter, he was guarding – Luka, and Luka passed it to the left, and some other guy was just dribbling at the top of the key, and he sprinted over and just stole it from behind. Like, it was like you're playing pickup basketball. Like, he makes plays that, like, I don't really see in normal games. He's insane.
I think he
but,
should.
But, yeah, the big reason why we're getting together today is because the All-Star rosters just got released, and – The first thing I saw on my phone when they got released, Dez said that he was hot. He was mad. So he was ready. I'm ready to talk about this whenever, because Dez has some problems. So I think now is your chance. Like, what's got you so pressed?
It shouldn't take an injury for Devin Booker to make the All-Star team.
Facts.
This is 4 years, 3 years straight that he didn't get on the team. I still don't really consider him on the team. Since he took an injury, yeah, it doesn't really count. So I'm sure he feels like it doesn't really count. It shouldn't take that. for him to get out. He's having a bit. I understand the Jazz are like the best team in the West, probably the best in record in NBA. He's playing. Rudy Gobert should not be on the team. See ya. Chris Paul. Chris Paul's have 17-9. I mean, that's cool, but I think Devin Booker should have got that spot with Chris Paul too. Everybody else on the list, I think that spots were pretty much locked.
And then on the West or just in general?
On the West, on the West, on the West, for sure.
So, for me, I am baffled Devin Booker didn't get in, especially because of the same shit that they said Book couldn't get in last year. They let, like, Zion, but the same shit. He's on a bad team. And they're like, oh, you can't really be on, like, put up great numbers on a bad team, but they put Zion, etc.
Hey, you stop you right there. We not slandering Zion. When I'm
I'm not slandering Zion. I think Zion should be on. I'm just saying there's a problem.
You have a Duke fanatic here, so he's gonna ride for his guy.
That's not gonna happen.
I mean, if we're replacing anybody, we're replacing PG.
No, he's
His stats are amazing.
He's hooping.
I know PG's amazing. His stats are amazing, but I'm coming out with some, like, I'm just letting you know.
So you're just saying you just don't want to see Paul George.
Yeah, I don't want to see Paul George seeing all star.
But you're like, yeah, he's averaging 14 and 13. That's cool, but
the thing about Gobert too, and this is just, it's not really even his fault, but what the hell is he gonna do that's fun in an all star game?
It's nothing.
He'll block a couple shots.
Like, that's not – like, even if it's a tie, let's say you've got it down to a tie, Devin Booker is going to make four shots that I will just literally make my mouth drop to the floor.
Rudy Gobert might get dunked on. That would be cool to see.
I mean, he's no one likes him. None of the NBA players like him. Like, he's had, like, issues with many of his teammates. I don't know. Just to me, it was a no-brainer that it's Booker. But the thing that got me the most mad, and we can switch over to the East, is why the hell was Domantas Sabonis not on an all-star team? His stats are amazing for the Pacers. He's like 25.
I don't think there's anybody on the team that could get in, that he could get in over.
You think? And that's what makes it tough. And that's the thing that I saw Jalen Rose tweet out. Right after
I think they got everybody right in the East.
You think so?
I think they got most of it right. All right, I got another hot take here, and you're gonna hate me on it because we were just talking about him. But like, Ben Simmons has been hurt, and his stats aren't like off the charts.
He's the same reason why you're saying if Gobert is like, I mean, maybe exactly. Ben Simmons tries on defense, but like, he's not gonna do anything fun.
I think Ben Simmons could do a whole lot of cool stuff in the All-Star
game. I mean, he breakaway. You put him in a fast break, he's unstoppable. So I mean, I think that's half of
the throwing lobs and stuff. Ups, I guess that'd be good too. It's just so hard. And like Jalen Rose tweeted about like right after the draft, if you are gonna say someone got snubbed like I just did, I kind of took the soft way out. Like, you gotta say someone who shouldn't make it. If you're gonna pull out and be like, yo, this person got robbed, it's like, okay, well, who gets in over him?
That's what I'm saying about the West, though, with Book. He got snubbed, and I feel like he could be in over a couple of people, though. Like, Rudy Gobert and Chris Paul, I think he could be over easily.
And that's a good point. Like, I guess when I said Sabonis, there's not really anybody.
I don't think anybody over Sabonis always gets in over any of these people. I was happy to see that Zach LaVine made the team.
Yeah, that was nice to see. He's having a great stat year, though, too, and he's actually just out there hooping.
That's a future Dallas Maverick in a couple weeks.
Who are they getting rid of?
No, I can't say. They're like the 60 right now in the East. They're not going to trade him now.
Yeah, like, it's sucking for the Mavs because I feel like they've had their eyes on him forever, and now the Bulls aren't going to give him up.
No, they're winning now. It's tough. Same thing with like Brad Beal. They're not going to trade as Brad Beal anymore.
No.
He's putting up averaging
33 or something.
All right, what about Vucevic? He's on a terrible team.
It's the same argument. You can put up numbers.
At least he's getting 24 a game in 12. Rudy Gobert is only getting 14.
Yeah, but Sabonis is getting 24 and 12, and he's on a better team than the Magic. Yeah.
But then you're saying like with Vucevic, people are up in arms about Trae Young not getting in, but he is by far the worst defender I've ever seen.
Dude, I don't care.
That's not his fault. It's not his fault that he's not.
I don't care about Trae Young. He'll be fine. He's like 12. He'll be.
He looks 12 out there running around.
Not with his hair.
He'll have his time.
I mean, I can't come at anybody for any hair and any hair issues, but like, Jesus.
No, I don't.
Guest number four joining momentarily.
Okay. No, I just don't. I don't know. I'm tired of seeing Giannis, to be honest. Let's get him out.
Miles, can you spell Vucevic's last name? Spell it right now.
His name is Devin Booker. The light skin king, the triple threat on offense and defense with the greatest point guard of all time. His name is Devin Booker.
Wait, did you say offense and defense? Hold on. I don't think I heard you say that right.
Triple threat. What's the third threat? Offense, defense, and what?
Stealing your girl, bro. What do you mean?
Street? Okay. All right. All right. You're cool now. You're cool.
Eskimo brother to your favorite Eskimo brother, bro. Come on now. That's Devin Booker. That's Devin Booker.
Well, we know who Miles wants to see in the All-Star game.
Who's he replacing?
Huh?
Who's Book replacing?
Don't get crazy. That's all I ask.
Yeah. See, that's
don't get crazy. Yeah. All you know is stupid, don't get crazy.
We're talking about Eskimo bros. How much crazier can we get?
Don't get crazy.
How about this? If I was in charge,
oh man,
move the skills contest to before the game, let Book go against whoever he wants. Book can call out whoever he wants. If he beats him in the skills competition, he's in the game.
Rudy Gobert's not getting past the first skills
contest. I think LeBron would lose on purpose, so he don't have to play.
It'd be like in Drumline where you can battle somebody the week before, you know, how you can battle somebody before the game. Book could be like, yo, Giannis, get up. Skills competition right now.
They should have a tryout.
Giannis, get up.
Jake, I'm already laughing at what you said about Gobert. I'm just imagining him throwing the ball over and over, missing the first one. Like
he's actually competed in that before. He wasn't bad.
Really?
Yeah.
They put some lanky big men in there all the time to this goes competition.
Well, it's bigs versus guards now. It's actually really entertaining.
So that's I know you're kidding, Miles, but that's kind of a funny idea, like a play into the All-Star game.
I think if
12
you
12 people and then one-on-one for the last spot or something.
And I think you could do it in a pretty efficient way too. Like maybe let's say you're 15th in fan voting. Like you should be able to call somebody out and just be like, yo, I want to challenge you.
The money that the league would make off that.
Think about it. Think about it. Oh. It would be incredible. Oh my God. It would be incredible.
That would be comedy.
But if you're like, if someone like call, like what if you're Zion and you don't get in, you call someone out, you just bully him to 11. Like some people,
then you're in.
Maybe hate on Zion.
No, I'm saying he's taking three dribbles to the left and he's jumping and he's scoring.
I think out of all the bigs that are in the All-Star that are in the team, I think Zion, I would pick Zion to win the skills competition.
Oh, 100%.
For sure.
100%. I texted Nick this the other day. Like watching him play, it's ridiculous. He gets the ball and plays like starts playing point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stop him.
No, not at all.
Get Eric Bledsoe on the first plane ticket out of New Orleans because why is he on the team?
if we start talking trades, we can get wild up in here.
Hey Nick, listen. Nick, listen. Is Luka fat, bro?
Yes. Yes.
He's soft, bro.
Hey, don't say that.
Not soft. He's pudgy, bro.
Like his skin is like soft. Like you poke him and there's some pushback.
He's definitely fat. That's all I got to see him play.
He is, bro.
He's definitely up there. There's nothing wrong with it though.
He's every bit of 230, 240.
Oh, 230, he might be 230. Over 250. He's 6'7". I mean, he's got to weigh a lot.
He's a bucket. All that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Well, I think this year he was really, really big when he came in. Like the first 10 games, he was like a balloon.
Fat.
He's lost some weight now, but why do you ask? You're just worried about him?
I just don't know how he's cooking all these just great NBA players, bro. Like he's fat.
Angles. It's the Euro way. Angles. It's
craziness, bro.
Skillful, man. This is the skills.
And artful flopping. That can't be forgotten. He always does like three flops that I'm like, how did you think of that one?
They hate that part of them. They get mad. I mean, bro, it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but that's when you see the real racist NBA fans come out, because like James Harden does it and they want to freaking kill each other, and then Luka does it and there's no issue.
That's true.
We gotta have a real Chris Paul talk though, for real.
About what? What are you talking about?
With Chris Paul,
top 5 point guard of all time.
5?
Who would debate that?
Oh, okay, good. We're on the same page.
5?
Top 5, yeah.
I don't care. When I think of stuff like that, I don't think of like, oh, I don't like doing it because it's too many black and white players to me that play. To me, they played in black and white.
Yeah.
Like John Stockton, to me, even though it was cut, he played in black and white. So I don't really that.
Yeah, we like never saw him play. Yeah, I never really saw him.
Oh, you mean like the pitcher? I was thinking white point guards in general.
No.
Like, you're not about to tell me Pistol Pete is going to cook Russell Westbrook. That's never going to happen.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You say something like that.
Dude, I don't know, Pistol Pete.
Shut up, bro.
You'll have somebody to comment and be like, dang, yeah, you remember this dude? It's like, bro, that dude was – that's in the 70s.
Miles, who's your top 5 then? Name off the exact top 5. If you're saying
I didn't come prepared with it, but he
Magic Johnson,
Magic Steph.
I'm glad you said Wardell.
Keep talking while I think, because I gotta think.
If you're saying he's top 5, I agree with you. He's in the conversation, but he's at 5. Maybe 4.
It's tough that he has no rings.
Exactly. He has no rings. But that's what everyone cares about.
Okay, top 5 point guards of all time. I can give you 4 right now.
Damian Lillard.
Magic.
Oh, my God.
What did he just say?
He said Damian Lillard.
Magic, Steph, kick AI, him out. CP.
AI?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Steve Nash died a little bit. AI over Steve Nash.
Jason Kidd doesn't exist.
Jason Kidd? Yeah, he has a ring.
But Steve Nash has two MVPs?
That's what I'm saying.
Steve Nash is in there. Steve Nash is in there then. That's the 5. That's the five point guards.
So Jerry West can kick rocks.
He's black and white.
I don't know if you can say about Stockton.
Have to put Stockton there just because he's got the assist record. That will never be broken.
So let's just say the 5 that I have is gold. Who are you taking out to put Stockton up there?
Steve Nash. See you.
Steve Nash. I'll put Oscar Robertson up there, bro.
It's hard because to me, LeBron James is better than like 3 of those guys as a point guard.
I was going to say that.
You can put LeBron top 5 in multiple positions, I feel like.
No, you can only put him at 2. Small forward and point guard.
What about power forward?
He's never really played power forward. He just guards him. And honestly, until he got to Cleveland the second time, he guarded point guards his whole career. Like, I vividly remember him just strapping up Tony Parker.
I saw that the other day. Or like, was it maybe yesterday? The Warriors were playing against the Pacers, and Draymond Green was guarding what's his face, the little white dude from Arizona. Backup guard for the Pacers. Yes, McConnell. Draymond Green was guarding him like the entire third quarter, and it worked so perfectly because he just deflected like 4 different passes because he just was so much longer than him. And it blows my mind when like people forget how much of like an athlete Draymond is, even though he's annoying and people like
to
hate him.
He's just so bad, bro.
He had like 12-9 last night.
That's
like
a crazy line.
Yeah.
That's a crazy line.
12-9?
That's insane. Yeah,
he had a damn near triple-double.
He has the only triple-double in history that doesn't include points.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
And he had 9 points.
He could have had the quadruple.
It's so funny, though, because nobody wants him there. They hate him.
They hate him.
Like, my sister's a huge, huge, huge Warriors fan. Has been pretty much since, like, Steph Curry got in the league. She hates Draymond.
What did she say about like the fans? Like, what do they all say? The same thing?
Honestly, probably so. Like, she watches all the games almost just like I do. She's so tired of Draymond. Just get him. Every time somebody's talking about trading with the Warriors, Draymond is the first name that comes out of her mouth. Just get him out. But they need him, though, honestly. They need him really bad. If they don't have him, then
it's just hard because he's the type of player that, like, Draymond just, like, he's annoying. Fans would like him. But, yeah, I mean, he makes plays that a lot of people just don't make. And his passing is still, I mean, it's elite. It is what it is.
It's mostly just the IQ thing that he's smarter, yeah, he's smarter than everybody out there.
I'm just glad my boy Kelly Oubre remember how to play basketball.
They had a hot mic, and Draymond was talking to the ref, and he was like, "How could I have done that?" He's like, he asked the ref, he said, "Do you know what inertia is?" I was like, "Dude,
sir,
fuck you, Draymond. Like, what are you talking about inertia?"
It's a Big Ten education right there, bro. Be careful.
Yeah, it is.
Ten, Lord have mercy.
Wait, what, Miles? You said Kelly Oubre.
I'm so glad he remembered. He remembered how to play basketball, bro.
He just found the hoop again.
He just figured out.
He never forgot. He's just like remembered how to put the ball in the hoop. Like, okay.
Maybe he got contacts or something.
James Winston style.
Yeah. Like,
I didn't watch much preseason. I didn't watch much preseason. But how bad was Nico Mannion playing? That they got him in the G League now.
He didn't play. Nowhere for him to play right now.
Yeah. They haven't had much success in their first rounders the past couple of years.
Well, he'll play next season. He'll play next season. But they have, like, a couple backup point guards. Like, they have, like, Brad Wanamaker out there running around, stuff like that.
Getting cardio in.
I think if they were sucking, they'd bring Mannion up. But, like, they're trying to compete right now. So
they're going to make the playoffs and then get smacked around a little bit. If they play the Jazz, they'll beat the Jazz, I think.
You think? The Jazz look so good.
The Jazz look way too good for me.
It bothers me to see the Jazz good because every time I watch them play, I wonder how they beat people. Except for last night, I'm like, okay.
The thing is I was actually talking to my friend Trace. I was on his podcast. We were talking about it, and I was just like, well, the Jazz, the only way to beat them is you got to have a big guy that brings out Gobert, and then you're set. And the Lakers didn't have that last night because Davis was hurt. So
we know any team that has that. We know what time it is when he's on the basketball court. He stands no chance.
Yeah, I remember when Gobert touched all the mics and had COVID.
Every time I see him, I think about that clip of him just rubbing his hands over all that stuff. And just like crazy. Just standing up and just putting his whole body over all those microphones.
He did it to the team too. He went to the locker room and touched their stuff.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell the day before was like in the interview, he was rubbing on his head and stuff like that.
Oh, he's so easy to hate. We need more guys like that in the league. Give me some people I just want to despise. Can we do that?
Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, more him. More.
He's from Arkansas. He went to Arkansas. I don't like him very much, but he's all right.
Bro, that's got to be the worst beat for you guys as an Arkansas person, the Beverly stuff. I mean, he was good in college.
It's like this. I don't like him because he pounds his chest and he doesn't do anything.
He's cornerback mentality on the basketball court.
Yeah, he reminds me of like people like the Eagles, like Jalen Mills, like when they won the Super Bowl a couple years ago, like Jalen Mills and like Malcolm Jenkins and stuff. Like to me, they didn't do anything. They was just out there running around and didn't do anything. And they always
he's spazzing out there. Russ
yeah,
said he's
that's exactly
out
what
there.
He does. He's just out there running around, has people fooled, just fouling all game. That's all he was doing, and then he's pounding his chest about it.
A man makes millions of dollars and still looks homeless in LA.
Now he's hella funny though. Like he's
super funny.
He was working out there on the beach with Tim's on. That was
super
comedy.
Funny.
That's comedy.
He was on JJ Redick's podcast and they're out talking about the bubble and he said he was excited to leave his family. He said he needed a break. I couldn't wait to get rid of my family.
He don't want
to
do it and play basketball. I respect it.
I was like, that's honest. That's very honest.
That dude there, man, he's different. He's been playing better this season.
There was a
picture talking.
There was a picture on Twitter of his high school numbers, bro, though. Oh, my goodness.
He was so filthy.
Bro, he was like 29 a game.
He was so filthy.
While selling crack, dude. Right, he was selling crack and putting up 35.
That's crazy.
Bro, he was so nasty.
Nick, you said people you hate. Kelly Olynyk has to be up there.
Oh, yeah.
Bev is definitely on the list, though.
People we hate?
Olynyk's just on there because of that Kevin Love shoulder separation shit that he did that year. That was so stupid.
Zaza Pachulia.
Is he even he's in the league?
He's not in the league anymore.
I don't even know if he's in the league anymore, but I don't care. He still has it coming for him wherever else on site.
You call him crazy, but I don't like Giannis at all.
Yeah, Dez probably just got pissed when Giannis put the crown on his head.
I can't stand Giannis. I could
Why?
Go.
All right, say why.
He's not skillful. He doesn't do anything but run. He literally rim runs like JaVale McGee all game. And tell me I'm lying. He literally just rim runs all game like JaVale. And it's so annoying. I mean,
he has like some Euro steps he can handle.
He's got one move. Oh, my bad, too, because he does do a spin move.
His one move got him two MVPs.
I don't care about that. What did it get him after that? Trip to the house.
A shoe deal.
He got straight to the house. See you. Like you can't win in the playoffs, bro, with your best player not being able to make a jump shot. Yeah. Like can't even get the ball at end of games because he can't get a bucket.
His free throws this year too are extra
bad. Sometimes they've been taking him out the game. Because he can't make free throws.
That's when it gets really bad. It's one thing if you can't make, if you can't make threes, it's one thing. Like you can get around that, but if you can't even make free throws at the end of the game, and you're like Hack-a-Shaq out there, that's tough.
It's just so bad. And then, what else he did? He's not. I can name probably like five bigs, just five people that's bigger, that's way more skillful than him. That's why I was so happy when James Harden told him that what he does doesn't take
care. I wish I could just be that, yeah.
Yeah. And again, he got a fat contract off of that. I don't know, man. I don't think
it's tough because everybody loved him. I think they all thought he was going to be, you know, progressing at a rate that they, like, would turn into some special, and it's not really happening.
Psych. I was talking to somebody about him earlier today. I was like, if I was his trainer – the whole summer, the whole offseason, he cannot dunk the basketball. You just can't. Not allowed.
That's not a bad idea, bro.
Just cover the whole paint with like chairs. Like you're not going in there.
I know you can do work down there. But we need to be doing some dribbling and some mid-range.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, some of that stuff is truly just impossible for some people to figure out. It's like God's way of cursing specimen like him. It's like the only way to make it even. And that's why KD is such a unicorn.
It's cheating. It's not fair.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. That's like, I got laughed at one time because I said Zion was more skillful than Giannis. I'm like, sir.
He definitely is.
He's already close.
He can already handle it better. He probably has already. Passing. They're different passers, but the difference is Zion plays negative defense, and at least Giannis plays good defense.
Yeah, I just don't think Zion's figured out how to play defense yet.
Yeah, he just runs around sometimes, and then like tires himself out,
or he just looks for the block the whole time.
He just looks for the massive block.
Yeah, but for the most part,
played at wherever he played at Spartanburg.
Yeah,
in high school. I don't think they were teaching him help side principles there.
That dude was playing against Cole Rain, basically.
Oh yeah, yeah, Cole.
Oh no,
that's kind of mean, bro.
Yeah, Cole Rain. The team of the GMC could just beat by 50 whenever you wanted.
Dude, our junior year, we played our JV Green team. We scored 90 points on them in a JV game. That's just let you know how bad
that's who Zion was dunking on every single game.
Every time. It was nice to see, though, because I definitely didn't mind it.
Those high school highlights of him just were ridiculous, though. It was like kids half his height.
And then the funny thing about it was they said he couldn't do the same thing in college. And then he went and did the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm. And he's kind of already starting.
And he's doing the same thing now.
Yeah. All right, so since we're on Zion and the Pelicans, I wanted to finish off talking with like some trade stuff. So I was looking today. There's four teams that I'm seeing the most reoccurring. This team will be aggressive at the trade deadline. News stuff. And it's the Pelicans, it's the Mavericks, it's the Celtics, and it's surprisingly been the Warriors. And I guess it's because maybe, I don't know, because people like to talk about the Warriors, but I don't see that one as much. But the first three, the Mavericks, the Pelicans, and the Celtics, definite teams that could use some roster enhancement.
Sure.
Starting with the Pelicans, Zion, I think I saw a stat, it's like 11 times a game now he's playing point guard, so he's bringing the rock up a ton. They have a bunch of point guards that can't shoot. So what the hell is going on down there? They need to get some of those guys out. So I guess that's probably where you start that trade is, do you trade Lonzo? Do you trade Bledsoe? I mean,
Lonzo. I think Lonzo. If they trade Lonzo, I think he needs to go to the Celtics.
I like Lonzo, but you just got to get rid of him. He is the most value for you. You got to get rid of him.
That's tough to get rid of him.
Do you think they traded for Kemba?
I hate Kemba with Celtics.
I would love that trade for the Pelicans. Are you kidding me?
And I like Bernetti, I like him more for the Celtics, to be honest.
My friend like Bernetti Kemba. Was saying that you trade Kemba and Zion, or not Zion, excuse me, not Zion, definitely not Zion. Kemba and Lonzo, and maybe even like Steven Adams or something.
Hell yeah, I do that shit. For the Celtics, yes, you get defense both inside and outside.
And you get a big that you need because they have no good bigs right now.
So that's why they get smacked around.
Yeah.
Embiid is literally their dad because they got no bigs.
Embiid's everyone's dad.
What a year he's having.
Yeah,
are we talking MVP?
And then now you can have somebody
else. They have two
else.
MVP candidates on that team.
But now you can have somebody else besides Marcus Smart that guards. Like Jaylen Brown, okay, I say the only person on the court that doesn't guard is like Tatum and Kemba. You kill Kemba, and then the only, I guess, semi-weak link is Tatum because you have like Steven Adams.
Yeah, but Tatum plays really good when he needs to defense.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely has no ability. Kemba doesn't try. I don't think Kemba cares, honestly. He plays so bad also when they play good teams. It's comical.
Yeah. I mean, he's having one of his worst seasons. He might have average price since his like second or third year in the league. He's having one of his worst seasons efficiency wise. So that's not good.
Who's getting Bradley Beal? Someone's got to get him.
I don't think anybody. I think they're going to keep him.
If anybody
I was so excited.
It'll be the Dallas Mavericks.
I mean, that's the thing. So again, we'd already talked Celtics and Pelicans. The Mavericks have a ton of space and cap that they were waiting to unload on a free agent that didn't end up having
it was supposed to be Giannis
signing and Bam sign, like all these players. And now it's like, what do you do with that? You got a ton of expiring contracts and you have draft assets and you got Kristaps Porzingis, who's really not even playing for you that much this year. So they have a ton of, they have a lot of,
get rid of Kristaps. Get rid of Kristaps.
I would love to see him back on the Knicks, bro. That Knicks team is swaggy with him going back to the, bro, what?
I don't want nobody from the Knicks. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Mm-mm.
Julius Randle's not 27 a game. Damn near.
I don't want him.
They need somebody who can like create shots that's not named Luka Doncic. That's what they don't have at all. Is a shot creator that's not him.
Even if we kept Kristaps, I think if we got like Zach LaVine or like Brad Beal, it'd be just so different.
Go for it. Yeah, those guys aren't leaving. Get Levine.
It's just be so different.
I don't think the Bulls are going to
trade him. They're not going to trade him anymore because they're too good now.
You can hear the pain it does.
It's so annoying. Dude, I've been wanting him for two seasons. Literally two seasons.
You're trying to speak it into existence.
Dude, and now he's got them all the way at the sixth seed, getting 30 a game.
Yeah.
They're not going to trade him.
Okay, so if they don't trade him, then what do? They have all this assets, all this capital. What do you do with it?
Let's keep it.
Try to sign a free agent next year? The free agent class is trash.
It is. But, I mean, you just
is what's
hold
his
on
name's,
to it, honestly.
Is what's his name still on the – Is what's his name still in the Bulls? Fucking the European kid, Markkanen, Lauri.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's a free agent next year.
Remember when we thought he was about to be the dude?
He's really nice.
Lauri's nice, bro.
He's really, really nice.
That rookie year, he was putting, he had like 3 30-point games. We were like, oh shit, this is the guy.
He's hurt a lot. He's kind of like Chris Stapps in a way. He's hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But he's definitely really good, though.
I was telling Lucas, for the only real European that didn't get hurt.
That's why I was telling Nick the last time I talked to him. I was like, bro, I did not want Luca because they were not good. And everybody coming from over there before him, really, like lately, was not good and they was hurt all the time.
Yep.
I did not want him on my team.
Hey, that's why he stays fat. You used to get a little fat on your bones. It helps you with absorb some of those hits.
Doncic and Jokic, bro. They both got a little beef on them.
I quickly realized that I was wrong about him.
what kind of girls do you think Luka gets?
He has like a girlfriend, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, what kind of other girls do you think Luka gets?
Whenever he wants.
I don't know. That's a good question. They used to ask that about Dirk all the time, and then they found out that Dirk had a black wife.
Yeah. Miles, you think he has a type or something? Is that what you're asking?
I mean, I've never been to Dallas. I don't know what the female population in Dallas likes.
Sir.
I mean, I've flown through Dallas, but I never spent time in Dallas.
You're missing out.
All right. I guess Luca's swimming in it then. All right. So we're good.
100%.
We answered that question.
You're missing out.
My guess is Luca, he seems pretty whiny. Like he likes to complain. So probably like people who are soft-spoken and just listen to him rant would be my guess.
But if you, just can't believe this. They've never been to Dallas. What?
Flown through there. I was super hungover. I wanted to get out of there so fast. That was the worst flight of my life.
Sir, I strongly recommend you going.
All right, make it
Why don't you like the Cowboys, Des, if you're Dallas?
Sir, don't get me started on the Cowboys.
Okay. I don't know. I just feel like
no,
you should
sir.
Like it.
That's just like. Mm-mm. I honestly told you, I don't like the Lakers either, but they have LeBron, so I ain't got no choice this time.
You like so many teams from so many regions. It's just impossible.
I'm from Arkansas. What else I got to do? I get the pick.
True. Now, yeah. At least have an NBA team.
Wait, we got to open that up a little bit then. Dez, why don't you like the Cowboys?
I honestly was really just taught to hate them. I quickly found out like that
they're easy to hate.
It varies. It's just kind of like why most people don't like Duke basketball. It's just don't like.
But you like the hated team in college.
I do very much. That honestly was my grandma though. I used to like the Yankees all the time. Fuck.
It's like the same thing with the Yankees. They're easy to hate.
Yeah. It's just one of those teams like as a child that you just grow up that you know like. You either have to love them or hate them.
Well, there's a bunch of kids who just hate the Warriors now.
I don't mind. I never, like, hated the Warriors. I respect the way they play basketball.
They played orgasmic basketball. Like, they would move the rock.
It was tough to watch. It was tough to hate them because they were
– As a Cavs fan, right, like, you're watching the Cavs just backyard, back down, bully ball, which worked, obviously. But then on the other end of the floor, you're just watching magic happen. Beautiful. You're like, I'm supposed to root against this?
I mean, I was easy to root against them once they had Kevin Durant.
When they got KD, it became like
okay. But even before then, I think the stuff that's why Draymond was so important. Because if they didn't have Draymond, like I would have been incapable of rooting against Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Like I needed Draymond there to be like, fuck you guys.
And Zaza. Don't forget Zaza.
I'm so glad KD's on the net so I can root for him again.
He gets Harden. And then he's got two dudes there now too.
That's fine.
Still not making the finals.
Yeah, no, not a chance. They gave up too many pieces. They gave up way too much of their bench.
I think Philly's coming out.
They could have.
I'm starting to see it now. I told you this like a couple months ago. I told you Philly. Philly's got to see it now.
Dez, credit to you, bro. We were on when they first made that trade, and you were saying it. You're like Philly.
They're starting to see it.
Hold on. Go ahead.
They got two guys who could be in the MVP race.
Mm-hmm. Bullshit. No, who's the second? Ben Simmons is not in the MVP race.
Have you seen what Tobias Harris has been doing this past
two and a half months? Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Tobias Harris.
Sir, are you okay?
What? Oh, y'all are crazy.
What are you MVP? Smoking?
Y'all aren't seeing what Tobias Harris is doing then.
MVP? Oh my, you're crazy.
I mean, his numbers are fine.
27-4. That's cool. That's cute.
I mean, yeah, Embiid's, I mean, it's hard when Embiid's over there putting up 40 points a game looking unstoppable, like the best big man since Shaq, but Tobias Harris is carrying his weight.
Yes, he's doing what he's supposed to do. Make shots. You get paid to make shots and play defense.
Is he an all-star, Mop? He's getting paid a shit ton of money, too, to make those shots.
He's not even an all-star in Mop.
Is he an all-star, Mop?
Neither is Devin Booker, bro.
But he's also not an MVP candidate.
You're saying MVP.
I don't know, bro. There's like a second tier of hoopers I don't give enough respect to.
Like who?
Devin Booker, Tobias Harris. You can give him respect and say he's a great player, but you don't have to say he's an MVP candidate.
D-Book is the top five favorite player of mine.
Yes.
So I'm just baffled that he's coming out saying he's Tobias Harris is MVP when we talked about East All-Stars and he didn't even come in and say, hey, yeah, Tobias Harris should be on here or be like a starter.
No chance. Dez,
you don't know this story, but I put a year's salary on Devin Booker and LaMelo Ball. If LaMelo Ball got drafted to the Suns, winning, what was it, seven straight finals?
Nine straight.
Some crazy shit.
What?
You got a year's salary.
If LaMelo Ball would have gotten drafted to the Suns, I had a bet that him and Book would run off nine straight.
He would have owed me $20K.
Super sober.
I wish Ja Morant would have got drafted by the Suns.
No, LaMelo.
I know. LaMelo. I'm just talking about in general. I wish he would have got drafted by the Suns.
They could have had Tyrese Halliburton this year.
Yeah,
the Suns could have.
Yeah, but they got Chris Paul, so it was fine.
They took freaking what's his face from Jalen Smith from Maryland. I don't even think that dude plays at all for them.
He was a dog at Maryland.
Yeah,
he's a problem.
But Tyrese Halliburton, look what he's doing for the.
You're a big Tyrese Halliburton fan. So
my new corner is get Tyrese out of Sacramento because that's where people go to die. Get him away from that franchise.
Halliburton's a Lonzo clone.
He's way better from three. He can hit three, though.
He's like 50% from three.
Yeah.
But they both have whack form.
Don't care. Oh, they both play on the ball defense tremendously.
Yeah.
That's true.
And their passing is crazy. Elite.
That's what the freaking Celtics need.
Yeah, but that's that's all I had. Do y'all have anything else you want to – anything you need to get off your chest? We call this get off your chest segment. Anything about this hoops, just let it fly. Miles, you've never been on the show before.
I think he just got his off his chest with the
Tobias Harris. He coming out here saying Tobias Harris MVP.
Dez, I got a lot of hot takes.
All right, don't tell anybody else you think that. All right? You keep that one to yourself.
Damn.
You just told the whole listeners that.
Damn.
You got to keep that one to yourself.
Hey, all four listeners, right, Nick?
Yeah, four people. Uh-huh.
Damn, that's crazy.
He had another one, too, where he told us he'd never been to Dallas. So, like, that's a problem.
Then let's make it happen, then.
That's one of, like, you think you've seen good-looking girls. You haven't been to Dallas.
Who's? I got one that I've been talking to Jake about in the apartment for weeks, bro. Who's faster with the rock, De'Aaron Fox or John Wall?
De'Aaron Fox.
Prime John Wall?
I'm hanging up the
phone. No, he's saying now. He's saying now, right now.
That's De'Aaron Fox.
Prime De'Aaron John Fox. Wall, maybe.
I honestly, low-key, still might take De'Aaron Fox, even over Prime John Wall.
I don't really think it's – that's hard. That's really a hard one. But definitely right now it's De'Aaron Fox.
It's not even close.
Unless you smoke crack. Unless John Wall puts up a gang sign. Gang sign John Wall's out, he's a different person.
That dude's different.
Yeah. Could you imagine, like, trading him? I guess Russell Westbrook's playing better now, so it might be okay. But for a while, they only traded him for showing a gang sign on a video, and he's put up so much better numbers than Russ.
Sorry, Russell. I don't know. People hate Russell Westbrook. I don't know why.
Yeah, I can't. I try to be impartial, but I just can't. I don't know something about him. When he was yelling at the little kids in the bubble, just really put me over the edge.
I thought that was comedy.
I love Russ.
I don't mind Russell Westbrook.
Not but he was losing by 30 to the Lakers and shit-talking Rajon Rondo's brother. I'm like, dude, just get out of there. Just go home.
People act like Russ didn't average triple-double.
I've probably done something similar to that, playing record sports, yelled at a little kid or some mess like that.
I almost fought a seventh grader. Listen. Yeah, I almost fought a seventh grader.
We almost fought. No, it was like a – Nick, what grade you coached? Was it like seventh, was it? Is that what you coached?
Yeah, seventh.
Yeah,
we almost pulled up on a seventh grader. He was talking shit.
I wanted to smack the piss
that's
out of that kid.
What's up with y'all, bro? Y'all all right?
The kid was a dickhead, Dez. Nah, bro, he was mean. He was bullying me on the court. I was like, I can see you after this game.
He was getting bullied
playing, and we came back from drinking copious amounts of alcohol, and we were sitting on the sideline watching the game, and this dude was just looking at us funny, and we're like, we got to fight him.
And then he started getting buckets and looking at us. I said, oh, no, I can see you outside. Like, we could really talk about this.
That's called domestic violence.
I wish I would have got y'all to play me drunk. I would have dropped 50 on y'all. What's up?
Oh, we were playing. We were spectating.
Oh,
it was a seventh grade game. It was like a seventh grade AAU game.
I was coaching against this dude's team, and they were just watching me coach. And then they watched this dude put up like.
It was a legit seventh grade AAU game. There was parents. They were like,
why come drunk is my question. I mean, I guess that's the bigger point.
That's the problem.
Saturday morning, we had to go to beat the clock.
Fuck that kid.
Oh my God. Nah, man.
Fuck that kid.
Y'all fighting little kids out here.
Of course I'll fight a little kid.
I'll fight Patrick Beverly's kids.
They'll beat the shit out of you.
I'll fight
No, they wouldn't.
Pat Bev really about it.
Pat Bev will. He'll come in.
He really about it.
He's different. Off of hoops. When are we getting a Drake album? Over, under, April.
April? Why is it so late?
It's literally 2 months from now. I still say over. I say right before summer starts.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's waiting to see. I hope he's waiting to see when our country won't be on lockdown no more. So we can go outside again and listen to his music.
That would be nice. He probably would know that.
Soon as the country opens up, I'm coming up there.
Even with TikTok, though?
Don't care about TikTok.
He needs to talk to Joe Biden then and be like, yo, I have a – this will change everyone's mind.
June comes, bro, and the country opened up and that drops, I'm on the first flight.
The streets.
I ain't wasting no time.
Yeah. I don't know if he could talk to Joe Biden right now. We just bombed Syria, so he's got some other shit on his mind.
Who, Joe Biden?
Yeah.
No, he'll do anything for a photo op. Get Drake on in the picture.
That's crazy. Oh, man.
Miles, what do you think? You think it's going to be before April? You're just overly optimistic, or are you pessimistic?
I say end of April, first week of May.
I see.
That's my birthday. That'd be kind of fun.
Because a few more leaks just came out last night, so I think stuff is starting to pop back up again.
Man,
but they're like 12 seconds.
I don't care. That shit sounded amazing. Did you hear it?
Dropping May 14th. Calling it.
Just throwing a date out there.
May 14th. Yeah.
That's a crazy date.
Right in the middle of May.
That would be insane. That would be cool, though. I ain't gonna lie.
It's a good time.
That would be cool. I hope he on there spitting. He's gonna have
at least 12 tracks that are gonna make you a couple of tears come out of your right eye.
I probably do what I did with the last album. I ain't gonna lie. I honestly skipped the last one. I skipped the whole second side of it with all that singing and stuff.
Oh, really?
Dad's never been heartbroken before. Then. That's crazy.
Yeah, I skipped all that, bro. I didn't want to listen to it. Oh, like, that's cool. I came to hear you rap.
All those, bro. He's gonna have some crazy Kim Kardashian flips now, bro.
Oh wait, that's what I was. He's
probably re-recording so much shit right now,
bro. Miles, don't you think that's prime for an NBA player to get back into that, right?
Oh yeah. It's,
I think it's going to be Drake. What do you mean?
Drake hates Kanye.
Drake hates Kanye. He would date Kim just to spite Kanye.
I honestly think
it's
mostly Kanye hate him. Yeah. I honestly think Drake ain't got no beef with nobody.
No, Drake hates Kanye.
Except Pusha T.
I don't even think he hate him, honestly.
He doesn't hate. He doesn't hate Pusha. He hates Kanye. He is, yeah. What squash?
Didn't Drake and Push kind of squash it?
No, after Pusha T barred the fuck out of his face, I don't think Drake was cool.
Well, nah, because he's like, it came out that it was like basically Kanye that gave him all this shit, and he's like he doesn't really care about Push. Not that he squashed Push. Drake has kind of like, I don't care about Push.
Drake has a Push microphone. Drake's been a huge Push fan. Kanye is a dickhead. That's why I think Drake's gonna fuck Kim K and write a bar about it.
He brought
her again.
Again, yeah, exactly.
No, I think he's chilling, bro. I don't think he care that much.
Oh, I do, Dez.
I think that's prime
the
for
petty
like
king, bro.
That's prime for like an NBA player or some like role player.
Nah,
a role player.
I want D-Book to just start hitting up the rest of the family.
Yeah, just a scrub. Just like Danilo Gallinari.
That's crazy. At this point,
45.
Yeah, you did.
At this point, Kim can only get with like a oil tycoon.
Get back with Chris Humphries.
Kanye's a billionaire. Kanye's a billionaire, bro. Like,
she got to get with a goon.
Yeah, she can't. She can't.
Like Deshaun Watson.
Wow.
Deshaun.
That's a whole new conversation. I'm going to get too excited talking about him going to the Panthers.
A great.
That'll be the day I cry tears of joy.
He's the only quarterback that has ever beat Alabama that I've been like, I respect you.
That would be the series of the day.
Cardale Jones.
Yeah, hey, we're going to end this right here.
Yep.
Cut it.
All right. Well, on that note, go Bucks. got Dez with that one. But, no, thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Dez, Miles, and Jake for taking the time to come chat with me about some hoops and just have a good time, talk about sport that we love. But I hope you guys enjoyed. We'll be back soon with episode 7, trying to get more and more different guys getting into the mix here and have a couple new guests hopefully lined up for you guys. But thank you so much for listening. Enjoy. Until next time.